So what we're going to do tonight, at this fellowship anyway, is we're going to hear from some young people. They just found out today about it. And everyone I asked to do this volunteered willingly right away, which really blessed me. So we're going to hear from five individuals about things that they go to in the Word and that they like to renew their minds to, verses from the Word that help them in regards to renewed mind that they hang on to and bring up. So that'll be pretty neat, right? I wonder who they are. So we're going to hear from some peeps. First person we're going to hear from, I met him when he was trying to be 13, but he was really 12. It was at a camp, and he was really great. And we have a thing between us. I told him he has to be better than me. And, you know, because he got in the Word before I did, and you know, age-wise. So by the time he's my age, he needs to be, like, incredible, like, you know, just blow me out. So it's Andres Flores, and he is a great believer. And, you know, what's really cool is I've been able to watch him grow in the Word, and it's really great. So Andres Flores, and you need to support these people coming up here, all right? Give them a big old hand and encourage them.
Hello, hello, hello.
I'm sorry I don't have my name tag, but my name's Andres Flores. So I'm just going to share four verses for me that for my personal life really helped me to just renew my mind and bring everything back to the Word when times are like crazy or hard or whatever the case is. So we can start. We actually went there already, spoiler, but we can start by going to 2 Timothy 1:7. Thank you, Dean, for asking me to do this.
You're welcome.
Pleasure. So in 2 Timothy 1:7, it says, "For God hath not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." So in my case, a lot of times when, you know, I got to take a big test or something that is important in a sense to me, you know, sometimes we get worried and we're like freaking out. Did we study enough? Are we even prepared? And for me, this is the first verse that I really always go back to because, you know, whenever you're afraid of anything, you know, it says it in the Word that God didn't give us a spirit of fear. We have power, love, and a sound mind. So we can just cast that fear out. And then another one, I know this one by memory, but Proverbs 27:17. You can go there. This is my favorite verse. Nathaniel, would you like to read Proverbs 27:17?
Proverbs 27:17. Iron sharpeneth iron, so a man sharpeneth the countenance of his friend.
Right. Iron sharpeneth iron, so a man sharpeneth the countenance of his friend. So for this one, it's really important to me because, you know, this is for the body. You know, when you see someone off the Word or doing something that you know they shouldn't do, and you think sometimes it's the loving thing or like the nicest thing to just let them keep going or, you know, forget about it. And that's not how it is. You know, we have to sharpen each other. We have to keep each other sharp and keep each other accountable. So this is the verse I always go to when, you know, it happens to me when I let something slip for someone else, and I always go back to this verse and know that we have to keep ourselves accountable and keep ourselves sharp for the Word. And the third one is Matthew 6:33, so we can all go there. Matthew 6:33, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. This, I mean, I'm saying they're all my favorite, but they really are. These mean a lot to me, and because a lot of times we get distracted. We're like, what if I don't have enough money, or what if I'm not ready for whatever, like such and such. Always base everything off the word. You know, it says right here, seek ye first, not second, not third. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things, that's not some, all these things will be added unto you. So we can always go back to this when, you know, we put something ahead of God, idolatry, don't do that. But let's say we do, this is something that we can always go back to and refer to, because we know that if we base everything off the word, everything else will come with it. And the last verse that I wanted to share is Proverbs 3, chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6 say, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. So, this one's a big one, really big one for me. A lot of times we think it's by our own power, our own ability that we're able to do something, but, you know, for me, when I think I'm good enough to, you know, do something by works or gain God's favor by works, always go back to this. You know, we trust God with all our heart and lean not to our own thoughts, you know, and not our own understanding. We acknowledge him in all our ways and he'll direct our paths. So we don't have to plan everything out and worry about where we like want to be in 10 years and stuff like that. We just read this verse, stay on the word, and he will direct our paths. And those were the four verses that helped me a lot.
Great. Thank you. Excellent. All right. So the next person that's going to share, I was invited to her cotillion. Was it cotillion or Sweet 16?
Quince.
Yeah. And it was a big deal. It was like choreographed dancing, ball gown. And what impressed me about that event was that she stood in front of all her family and friends and spoke about the word for like 10 minutes. And how much God has done for her and blessed her, and how thankful she was to have this thing. And this girl has an amazing heart. And I didn't know who to ask these things, and I waited until after the second teachings today, and I was like, God, who do I ask? What are we doing here? And it's Caitlin Nickerson. So welcome Caitlin Nickerson. She's 19.
Hello. Okay. I'm looking a little icky today, but I played a mean game of nine square before this, so we will deal. It'll probably help if I open. Okay. So I'm really glad that I was asked to share. These are verses that I hold really close to my heart and that I think about a lot. And while I ramble, we can go to Romans 8. I got into the word right when I was in middle school, and these verses specifically helped me a lot through that time. And still now, but specifically then, hearing the word and then having to go to school and stuff like that, it just helped me to keep this in my mind and just to know who I was. So we can start in Romans 8, I'm there, verse 37. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. So, a little definition, conqueror means one who conquers, or I found another definition, and that's one who gains a victory. And I think that's so cool because, you know, an example, I was out playing nine square. I am really bad at nine square, but you know what? In Christ, you know, from God, I've gained a victory. You know, who cares if I get the king square? You know, that does not matter because, you know, one day, you know, Christ is going to come back and I'm going to be in the air and I'm going to go to heaven and it's going to be so great. And so, you know, I say this a lot. I'm not the best at everything, and I know that, but I don't let it stop me from doing things because I know who I am. I know that the word says that I'm more than a conqueror, so that's how I'm going to act. You know, I'm not going to let anything stop me from having fun or doing anything like that. And then I guess a bonus one, if we go up to verse 31, it says, "What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us?" And that helped me a lot, like I said, going to school, because, you know, the world will always try to throw things at us. And, you know, people will pit people against you, and it's really messy. But we just have to remember that God is on our side, and he is the creator of the heavens and the earth, you know? Like, if he can do such powerful things and he's on your side, what does it matter if anyone is against you? Because I clearly, you know, it's like Tim likes to help me in Nine Square, and he is great at Nine Square or at Gaga Ball. And like with Tim on my side, like I know I'm going to do good, you know, like that's how it is with God. Like, you know, in the Nine Square game of life, like I got God on my side and he will spike anyone to get them out to save me, you know, like that is literally it. Like, I'm not joking. You should watch him. Let's go to 2 Corinthians 5. It's so true. He's so good. Okay, 2 Corinthians 5. Okay, verse 20. "Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. As though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God." The word here that really sticks out to me is ambassador. So if you don't know what an ambassador is, that is basically, you know, like think of an ambassador for the United States, right? You have somebody in another country representing the United States. And so when the United States can't be there, you know, they're in their place. And so what's cool here is that we are ambassadors for Christ, right? Christ is no longer here, but we are in his place and we are representing him. And I think that's just really cool. Like, God chose me and God chose all of you to take Christ's place on earth, right? Christ did such amazing things, and you can read it all throughout, you know, the word. And yet he chose you to take his place, right? He chose Isabel, Shannon, Malia, Caleb, all of you to take his place and to represent him. And so, you know, sometimes I get tired. Last semester, I had 3-hour lectures one after another, and it was bad. But, you know, this just helped me stay positive and to think, you know, God still chose me to do this job. And I, you know, I am not going to disappoint. I'm going to speak the word. In between classes, I have 15 minutes. If I'm walking with a friend, I'm going to tell them about the word, even if I'm tired. And, you know, I have public speaking after this. You know, I am going to speak the word. And kind of like, I think it was Jesse's teaching with the example, you know, if you are down and you feel bad, you're preventing others from learning about the word and from being helped. And so it's just a nice reminder to us that we are ambassadors for Christ. We take Christ's place on earth right now, and, you know, that's a special title that you should honor and hold and be proud to say. And then Andre stole this one, but 2 Timothy. This is one of my favorite verses. Tim, can you read 2 Timothy 1:7?
2 Timothy 1:7. "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and of a sound mind."
Yeah. So I get anxious a lot. You know, anxiety is something that I've struggled with a lot. And most of it comes from, like, the fear of not knowing what's going to happen. So, like, this has helped me a lot, because when I do feel anxious and I'm worried, like, what if this happens? What if this happens? I don't know what's going to happen. It's nice to bring my mind back to this verse and just remember that's not from God. God did not give that to me. In the new man, that is not in there, which means I am in the old man, like, you know. And so it's nice as a reminder to just know that God did not give me that. A few days ago, I went to the boardwalk and the beach with Chloe, and I am terrified of the ocean, but I went in the ocean. And I told Chloe after, I was like, I went in the ocean and I'm scared of the ocean. And she was like, what? We didn't, you know? And I was like, well, I'm not gonna stop it from, you know, I'm, you know, God wants me to have fun. And if that means going in the ocean, even if I'm scared, I'm gonna go in the ocean. We went on like the swings ride at the Jenkinson's boardwalk, and midair, I was like, did you know I'm scared of heights? And she was like, why did we go on this? And I was like, because it's fun. Like, you know, God does not want to prevent me from having fun and living my life. And I spent a lot of middle school and high school just scared and not trying things and not doing anything because I was scared of what might happen. And so this verse really helped me because, you know, without that, I wouldn't have been able to have a fun time with my friend Chloe and, you know, ride the swings ride and all that kind of stuff. So yeah, it's nice to know that God did not give us fear and that therefore we do not have to be held captive by it. You know, we can just let it all go. And that's what I wanted to share.
Wow, that was really good.
You know, this is a Renewed Mind Camp. So what a better way than to hear directly from your peers what people go to in the Word to help them renew their minds, right? It's great. If you have the same verses, that is A-OK. Even if everyone shared the same exact verses, the art of memorization is repetition. It's okay. Okay, the next person who's going to share God's word with you on verses is somebody that just sang for you. She is a speaking word machine. She will speak the word to anyone, anywhere. And she lives in the Outreach House. And that is Shannon Salazzo, and she's 18 years old. Come on up, Shannon.
All right, well, I'm gonna try not to be emotional because Caitlin was the person who got me into the Word. With that, I'm gonna go to our theme verse for today. Let's go to Romans 12:2. Romans 12:2, and be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. When I first started going to fellowship, this was my main verse, like for a few years, and this still is one of my favorite verses. It's on my phone case, it's on my wrist, and it's just the idea of being able to change your thinking and to renew your mind is such a foreign concept to many people out in the world. And it is important for us to realize that if we are thinking of something not so good or thinking that we are not good enough, that we can change our thinking to think something better about ourselves. And I wrote down a few words that were taught throughout the past few teachings of like the different words and their definition in the verse. So, and be not conformed. So don't conform to this world. We don't need to be like everybody else. We don't need to fit in. We don't need to belong here because we don't. We're born again and we're never going to. So might as well just stick out. But be transformed like a butterfly. I wrote my college essay about that actually. By the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove. Proof means putting something to the test, to actually renew your mind to it. So when you need to renew your mind and you need to do it, you're putting it to the test. And that was taught throughout this week. In case you forgot, and repetition is important. Okay. That you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. That's really all I have about that verse specifically. But if you really are struggling in school, in college, at work, wherever you are, you can change your thinking and you can renew your mind. And that's what this camp is about. And if there is something that is bothering you and you don't think you can change your thinking, you can. And I mean, we all have done it. I mean, a lot of us probably were not born into this. And a lot of us probably got into the Word recently and still have a lot that needs to, you know, change in our heads. And now I'm gonna go to a verse that's been helping me out a lot this summer because I've been going through a lot of change recently. Isaiah 26:3. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. This verse, towards the beginning of the summer, I don't know, I kind of just thought about it when I was laying in bed. I was taught this verse a lot, actually, and it's been brought up numerous times to me, but it really started just coming up in my head, and I needed to stay my mind a lot this summer, and I still do. And whenever I was thinking of a verse, it always tended to be Isaiah 26:3, because I'm just going to read it again, because it's just amazing. Thou will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. So when we trust in God and keep our minds on him, he will keep us in perfect peace. But when our minds start to go away, when we think of God and think of what he's done for us, or think of the little things or the big things, I don't know what God's done for you. I just know what God's done for me and for a few things that you guys have told me. He will keep you in perfect peace. And that's just such a great verse. And I definitely recommend that one if you need a verse to stay your mind to. And then the last verse, I needed a verse for when I was going to go back to school, because I am terrified to go back to school. I don't know if any of you are, but I am scared, and I shouldn't be. And so this verse, I think, is going to help me. And it is 2 Corinthians 12, verses 9 and 10. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distress for Christ's sake, for what I am weak, then I am strong. I think that verse is just beautiful, personally. I really don't have a lot to say there, but I do know it says here, I'm just going to read it again because it's important. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. So when we are weak, God's strength is made perfect. So when we are feeling weak and when we are feeling low, God can take care of us because God is our strength. And that's really all I have to share there. And I only picked three. So thank you.
What a sweet one. Great, thank you. Okay, so the next person who's gonna share is someone I just met over the phone recently, and this girl is no joke. And when I asked her if she wanted to do this, she smiled and said, yes, absolutely. And I was like, awesome. And that is Esmeralda Leon. So she's 26 years old from Florida, Esmeralda.
I'm very privileged to be here sharing these only two verses. Okay, I did the math, and a couple means two. So I just chose two, and these are the ones that I feel have impacted me the most to renew my mind into this thing that my husband and I started doing with the fellowship that we have down in Florida. And let's just go straight to it. The first verse is Matthew 5:16. And it says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. And it's God calls each and every single one of us to be the light, And that meant so much to me because this world is just so full of darkness, and you see it everywhere, especially in environments where you don't see a lot of believers, like in school or in work. And it's so easy to see people suffering and to see like your friends, maybe your best friends, or even your teachers suffering, anyone around you. And you yourself can make the change through Jesus. You can speak the word to them, and you can show them the light to them. And to me, it struck me because it's like, wow, I want all my friends to be up in heaven with me. I want them to see this light. I want them to be okay in the way that I'm okay because of Jesus. And I want them to see that through me. And we have had a few examples down there in Florida where some of our friends converted and then started to see the change in us. That light that God puts in us in this world. It's just so marvelous to see how God works, especially since this world is just so full of darkness. And that, to me, it just renews my mind to be like, wow, how can I be this light to all these people? How can I do that? And it always brings me back to this other verse, which is 1 Timothy 4:12. And it says, let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, which is love, in spirit, in faith, in purity. So that's how we can demonstrate that light that God has given us in all of this. And it doesn't matter how old you are, which is the most amazing thing, because coming into this, I was like, aren't I too young for this? Like, isn't there supposed to be like other older people doing this? But then God was like, this verse, like, don't let anybody despise your youth. Even though you're young, you can make a difference. You can make a difference to your friend down the hall that's not feeling well, or your friend at work that something's going on in their lives. You can speak the word to them. And the way that you renew your mind is like, you can do it through love, the love that God talks about in this verse. And that's it. That's all I wanted to share with you guys.
We have one more. Drum roll.
Caleb Gosher. Caleb is 16 years old.
This is a fun chair. Thanks. It means so much. So I was really blessed when Dean asked me to do this, because there's been a lot of stuff that I really wanted to talk about that's just been blessing me from this advance and just in general with the word. And yeah, so the first verse of three that I chose was 2 Thessalonians 2:13. The three verses I chose, I find to be, they seem somewhat connected on how we could always be reminded of God's love and that we are loved in this world, because this world is not our home, we're just a passing through, and we sometimes need to be reminded of it because we're not always in the right mind that we are loved. We're surrounded by people who are of the world's nature, and the world is run by the adversary, so It's really great to be reminded of God. So, I sent you to the wrong verse by accident. I apologize. The first verse is actually Ephesians 3:20.
No problem, Caleb.
Thanks. So, this is a pretty well-known verse, and Ephesians 3:20 says, "Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us." So, if we're ever in need, or if we just want something in general, we can always go to God, and we know that he'll take care of our needs. But here it says, exceeding abundantly, and the word abundance, right off the bat, already means more than we need. And if it's an exceeding abundance, come on, like, what can't God do? There's nothing he can't do. It should never be limited. And renewing your mind to this verse just reminds you of how great what God can do for you is. And it just really lets us know that he didn't create us and leave us on this earth to just be like, all right, good luck. He gave us a lot to work with, his word. And his word is all we need, and it will bring us through this life while we wait to be gathered. And the second verse I have is Proverbs 23:7, another fairly well-known one. I like this verse a lot. Proverbs 23:7, "For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he." And it's the only part I'm really going to read from it, but the rest of it's great too. But the point is, we can do great things through the power that God gave us, but it really comes with believing. If we don't believe, then there's nothing here for us. And there was a question that Dean asked me today in the morning, or asked, and I answered, which was, who is correct, the man who says he can and the man who says he can't? They're both correct. When the verse just said, "For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he." If you think you can do it through God's power, you can. You just need to believe. And if you don't think that you can, you're right. There's nothing else to tell you. Just believe, because what, do you not want God's help? Is there nothing that he can do for you? Is your life perfect here? No, it's not. Don't even answer that. And I just love that verse so much, because when you just remember that, when you renew your mind to that, when you even you stay your mind on that verse for a while, it can just remind you of how important believing is, because a lot of the time we might read the word, we might go to fellowship, but sometimes we don't believe. Sometimes we're just there and then forget it the next day. So, third verse, the first one I took you to by accident, 2 Thessalonians 2 and verses 13 and 14. So, these collectively are probably my favorite two verses in the Bible, because it was a day in the Word, maybe when I was 9 or 10, and Joe Armstrong was doing a teaching. And this is what really just stuck out to me and made me start taking the Word more seriously, because I'm very blessed to grow up in the Word, especially in this country here, but sometimes it wasn't my thing when I was little, and it was hard for me to believe. And these two verses, you know, I'll just read them. 2 Thessalonians 2:13. "But we are bound to give thanks alway to God for you, brethren beloved of the Lord, because God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of spirit and belief of the truth. Whereunto you he called you by our gospel to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ." We all know that we're saved, right?
Yes.
If this verse doesn't explain God's love for us, I don't know what does, because from the very beginning, from the beginning of Genesis, when God created the heavens and the earth, we were chosen unto salvation. We have our seats up in heaven. We're good, and we just need to believe. And something good to notice about this, though, is that it's not just, oh, I'll believe, I'm in heaven, I'm going to live the rest of my life here. We should manifest God's word, because This world is not our home. We really have so much more waiting for us, and we're just here for a short amount of time. So we should definitely make the best that we can of it by living our lives with God at our side. And this, I feel like I'm getting so off topic, but this verse really just does stick out to me, because if I'm ever feeling like I'm not worthy or like I'm not meant to be part of this family, or if you are, just renew your mind to this verse. We are chosen by God to salvation. We have God's love. Like, God has left all these blessings to us through the Holy Spirit, and this is one of the best ones, just being able to, like, take fellowship with Him and grow a relationship with Him while we're given what we need to get to heaven. And that's all I wanted to share. Renewing your mind on those words.
Give those five guys a hand, huh?